Okay, all the learning that we're doing this month and the next few months is b'zchus a refuah shlema for Baruch Ben Chaya, needs a refuah, and the learning should talk be b'zchus. All the learning we do all day should be directed towards that, Baruch Ben Chaya. So we're starting mitzvah chalitza in the chaburas. Obviously started yesterday, or some of you started before Yontif. So we'll go back to the beginning of the parak for those of you who are ahead. The first Mishnah tells us that there's a mitzvah chalitza. So that's already a question. We're not going to spend time on the back and forth so much, but just to present one mahalach that probably is the derech hamelach over here. So when it comes to the mitzvah chalitza, the inyan of chalitza, so the chakira that the achronim say is whether chalitza is considered a mitzvah or it's considered a matir, which means basically, is it just something that we is a necessary step in order to allow this woman to remarry, and if she wants to remarry, great, and if not, not. It doesn't come up, it's not relevant. Or there's actually a mitzvah that's being mekuyam in doing so. Nafkaminas, other than, you know, matar might be counted in minimis anyways, so the nafkaminas have to do with things that apply to mitzvahs, as the chalos say, mitzvah lehen, isn't it new, mitzvah chavilos chavilos, things of that nature, and we'll see one major nafkamina that will just mention as the raya where they talk about it. So the shaila in the post comes yadua, most famously the Chassam Sofer. The Chacham Tzvi has a different shaila that's relevant, but the Chassam Sofer has the most famous one, where you have a yavam and yavama who are elderly. We think of a yavam and yavama as a very young couple, Rahman Salon, who the husband passed away, you know, before their children. But of course, it could exist even later in life, and oftentimes that is the case in the cases that do come up. So Yavam Yavam that are Zekanim, neither of them really is interested in getting married already. They're, you know, settled. They're already hanging out with their guy friends and girlfriends in Deerfield Beach. They're not interested in doing the whole marriage thing again. They're settled for the rest of life, playing pickleball and sitting by the pool. So do they have to? They definitely don't have to do Yibam, but should they do Chalitza? So if it's a mitzvah, so it's obvious that they should do the mitzvah of Chalitza. But if Chalitza is just a matir, and this lady is much happier playing mahjong than cooking dinner for her, you know, 75-year-old husband, so then maybe there's no inyan, there's no concept they have to do Chalitza. She's not interested in the heter. He doesn't need to be matir. She's not interested in the heter. So let them go on and live their lives separately and not be misyachis to each other through Chalitza. Or it's just embarrassing and it's annoying and they have to schlep to each other to do the Chalitza. So, you know, at a certain age, it's harder to work up that much spit also. So again, it's like not worthwhile for them. So they have to do the mitzvah. So that's a machlokas in the Achronim. You look in the Beis Shmuel, in his commentary in Shulchan Aruch, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes this Chassam Sofer. The Divrei Malkiel talks about it. The Oneg Yontif talks about it. All the Achronim tumult about this, whether it's a mitzvah or not, or just a matir. So the classic, like we said, the chakira that explains the two stalden neshayla is it a mitzvah minei vei or simply a matir, and therefore it's not relevant when there's no heter necessary. So Rabbi Chanan has in Ksubis in Os Reishit Gimel and Reishit Dalid, he proves from Tosus there that chalitza is simply a matir, meaning it's not a mitzvah inherently, but rather it's a good, it's a thing to do in order to matir her to remarry, and therefore in kofin they're not going to have a kfiyah on the mitzvah of chalitza, because it's not really a mitzvah to be kofa on. If she doesn't want to remarry, then there's nothing to be matir over here, so there's no necessity to do so. He ends up rejecting this. We'll come back to where the rejection comes from soon. The most important Mar Makom that we spoke about earlier in the year is the Mishnah in Maseches Sanhedrin, the beginning of Kohen Gadol, and the Rashi on Yotesman Beis. Rashi there says that when it comes to the din of Ein Cholzin Le'eshes Melech, that when the Melech passes away, there's no chalitza done on the widow. So there, Rashi says that the reason why Ein Cholzin Le'eshes Melech is Mipnesha Asura Linase, that she can't remarry anyways. Once she can't remarry, what's the point of doing a chalitza? So the simple pshat in the Rashi is that chalitza, if it was inherently a mitzvah, so you have to do chalitza because you have to do chalitza. It's difficult to explain what it means that it's a mitzvah. It means Hashem said you have to do it. It happens to be the Chassam Sofer and others incorporate this Zohar that there's a real benefit to the neshama of the niftar to do for sure yibam, and that's the Ramban in Ala Torah. But even chalitza, there's a real benefit to the neshama of the niftar. So that's why it's a mitzvah. You didn't have to answer the why; like it's just a mitzvah that the Ramban Shalom said to do. But that's what they incorporate. So here, whatever, whether it's for the neshama of the melech or whatever it might be, there's a mitzvah chalitza. But Rashi says, no, there's no heter chalitza over here. She's not going to be able to remarry anyways. The Eishes Melech is not allowed to remarry. So therefore, there's no inyan and there's no mitzvah to do chalitza. So this is where the Achronim point to, this Rashi, that Rashi seems to be taking a stand that mitzvah chalitza is not a mitzvah chalitza. It's a matir of chalitza. So the Rashash there has an arichas. The Rashash there in Masech Sanhedrin has a discussion about this. He says, l'chora, hachanami, the mitzvah chalitza ain't a bechdei shetemu teres lina, say, elashi mitzvah mitam akamas meitanu. He quotes that Chacham Tzvi that I mentioned before, and he says Yesh Lomar Mihadich Siv Besof Aparsha VeNikra Shemo BeYisrael Didarshinan Sham and Kedushin Yudalid Kevan Shechalatz. I don't remember the rest of the Gemara Vechulei Hutra L'Kol Yisrael. Once they did Chalitza Sesandol and they did the Kriya, etc. So now she's Hutra L'Kol Yisrael, meaning Beis Chalat Hanal. Nikra B Yisrael, base chalat anal. Once you do chalitza, then she's mutter b'chol Yisrael. Alma da ayri kra, but osen shemutaris linase achar chalitza. Clearly, the pasuk is talking about those who are going to be able to remarry afterwards. And if they're not able to remarry afterwards, then there's no inyan of doing a chalitza. So the Rashash here says, I think he's trying to say, we'll come back to whether this works. It seems like he's trying to, you know, play on both sides over here. On the one hand, it sounds like, what do you mean? It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah mitama kamas etz lo yizbarach. Elamai, maybe the mitzvah of the Torah is to do so in such a way that she's mutaris, but if it's not mutaris, it's not going to be a mitzvah. So we'll come back to that definition soon, Blina there. But that is what the Rashash here says. He notes that the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel of Melachim, says Kevan she'yef shal liyabim es ishto kach in cholzen lah, which is the Rambam we spoke about back then, that the Rambam doesn't seem to apply this, she's not going to be mutaris anyways, like Rashi, but rather Rambam seems to have a kol she'ena ola le'ibam, ena ola chalitza, sugi over here. Okay, we spoke about that back then. So the Rashash here tries to give us a pasuk, a makor for it, and he's assuming very simply that there is a mitzvah of chalitza, the same way there's a mitzvah of yibam. And the truth is, it comes out from so many places in the Gemara that it's hard to avoid the fact that there's actually a mitzvah of chalitza. So we'll list, again, we're not going to go into it, but we'll list like four or five or more sources that corroborate this. The first is the Shmuel they have from Chaim Soloveitchik that the first word in the Mishnah is a diuk, that it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah is chalitza. Okay. You do find other achronim being medayik in the word mitzvah, but not in the same way. We'll get to it, I'm not sure, today or next time. But Reb Chaim said that it's clearly mitzvah chalitza because you have to take the Mishnah at face value. I think that's what they say also from Ramesh Soloveitchik when they asked him if an esrog hamerkav, about an esrog hamerkav, if it's a pasul or kasher. So you open up the siman in Shulchan Aruch that says Hilchos Esrog, and he said it's mefurish Shulchan Aruch that esrog hamerkav is not kasher because it says in the page that it's Hilchos Esrog, and that's not an esrog. So here too is medayik in the title of the perek that it's a mitzvah chalitza. Okay, the Gemara we referenced before, Kedushin Yadalad Amar Aleph, the Gemara there says Ahavamina that chalitza wouldn't be matir the yibama. Very interesting. The Gemara says maybe he has to do the mitzvah of chalitza and isha lo sharia, and she's not going to become permissible to marry anyone else. It's just a mitzvah to do the chalitza, but she's not going to become muteris. And Rashi explains, the Gemara is asking, what's the source, minalan, that a chalutza is mutaris lina? Say, maybe there's just a mitzvah chalitza, the Rama Rahmana Allah, but he lo mishtaria. Kamash milan, the Gemara says, beis chalitza na'al hutra l'kol Yisrael. So you see, the Gemara had a havamina that mitzvah chalitza existed without a heter. Even if the maskana is, no, she's mutaris, but you see that the mitzvah chalitza exists independently. It's true that at the end of the day, the heter comes about through the mitzvah, but the two were separable. Receptible, according to the Gemara, Kamash Malan to also matir her, but it's certainly a mitzvah inherently and independently, regardless of the fact that it's also a matir. Okay, all the Achronim point to the Tosis near the end of Maseches Nida Samach Vav, where Tosis tells famously, Rav Shechter always quotes this, that the idea of having a lichat chila daraisa, that you could have dinim that are lichat chila done one way, mitzvahs are done one way, lichat chila, it's a din, and bidiyavid, you could be yotze a different way. So that only exists on a daraisa level when you are talking about a mitzvah. When you're talking about a matir, it's not relevant to say the thing is mutter lechatchila, but b'diavad not mutter lechatchila, but b'diavad is yeah mutter. Meaning that's on a derabban level we say such things. On a derabban level, you only say there's a lechatchila way to perform mitzvah and a b'diavad way to perform mitzvah. There's no lechatchila being mater. You're either mater or aser when it comes to matirim. So Tosfos need to have such a shita. So the Achronim point, I guess they each choose different ones, but like our whole Mishnah and the rest of the parak too, everything in the whole chalitza is. I thought that's what my time. I couldn't find Ayes Beagle Eisen for Sfarim on chalitza. He he didn't like have any ideas, but you know, you may have seen there's this book, Chalitza Kilchasa. I thought that was the one, this is the one halacha that you shouldn't call the Sefer Chalitza Kilchasa. Most of the Chalitza are not Kilchasa. Even a Chalitza Shalok Kilchasa works. There's so many Bidiyavid, everything's Bidiyavid. All the things are just Dinam Lechatchil, and they work Bidiyavid. A Chalitza Kilchasa is very, very easy to achieve. So you could pick whichever one you want to talk about, Kriyas HaPsukim or so many other things. So the Gemara and the Mishnayos are replete with examples where there's lichatchilas and bidyevids by mitzvahs chalitza. So if that's the case, Rabbi Chanan says this in Ksubis, Rav Shechter quotes this in Gines Egos, if that's the case, it's mavur, it's pasha, it's clear that mitzvahs chalitza is a mitzvah and not a matir, otherwise there wouldn't be any, never mind so many, bidyevids and lichatchilas. Rav Shechter is also mitzayin over there, Behetiv. The Behetiv quotes from an earlier source that he didn't want that a woman should do mitzvahs chalitza when she's in onenes, when she's in aninus, because a person is pater from and aser to do mitzvahs when they are an onen. So an isha who's an onenes shouldn't do chalitza because it's a mitzvah. If it was a matir, then it shouldn't be an issue. But since it's a mitzvah, so she shouldn't do so when she's an onenes. This added level of chiddush because the Maharit was assuming that the mitzvah is on the isha also. That's not pasha at all. The Sefer Chinuch is mefurish. That's a mitzvah on zacharim and only zacharim. But I guess that's a machlokas whether the woman also has some kiyum or mitzvah of chalitza. Either whoever is on, he was assuming it's a mitzvah, not only a matir. Later on Kuf Gimel and Beis, we're going to have a gemara about sandal shel avodah zarah lo tachlutzba. That if you have a sandal that machlokas about what exactly means that it was for avodah zarah, but you have a sandal that was for avodah zarah lo tachlutzba. But if you did, if imchalta chalitza sekshera. So on that gemara chalitza sekshera, Rashi writes that it's not an issue in terms of chalitza. Ve'im mishum iser hana. Chalitza lav hana, he the mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu. So Rashi says that chalitza, using this sandal for a chalitza, is not considered being nehene from the avodah zarah because mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu. Rashi is clearly assuming that chalitza is a mitzvah and mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu. If you look in the Birkas Avram, he quotes Pilpul about this. The Rishonim have different reasons, the Ritva and the Rashba, and maybe they're arguing about this, whether chalitza is a mitzvah or not, a matir, but then he has a pushback on that pushback. So you could ayin sham if you want to be mefalpul about that raya. Lastly, I think it's a very good one. The Nitziv in Hamek Sheila brings a raya from the Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamed Aleph that we had last year in the beginning of the year. The Gemara says, "If Shnayim Shnis Atzmu L'Din," so there are two people who have to go to a din. Echad Omer Nidon Kan, Echad Omer Nidon Kan. So we're kofin each person to be done beiro. V'hayivama holeches acher hayavam l'hatira. So the Gemara says that the yavama has to go to the place of the yavam. Mikra, where do you know that from? V'kar lo zikne iro v'lo ira. Iro, v'lo ira, she goes to the place of the man, of the yavam. So if it's a matir ba'alma, so then what do you need a pasuk for over here? If she wants to get remarried, she has to go. Wherever, if she has an issue she's got to deal with, so she's got to take care of her issues. She's got to go to the town of the yavam and take care of her issues. If it's a matir ba'alma, so let her go wherever the heter is. Of course she has to go. But the Gemara is saying, no, it's a pasuk. There's a pasuk that tells us that she has to go to him. Why? And Siv says, because it's clearly a mitzvah to do chalitza, and the question is who's the mitzvah on, where is the mitzvah taking place, who's forced to go to which place. That's just a detail, but there's a mitzvah chalitza. It's not simply a matir. Otherwise, of course, she has to go to him, just because it's her issue to deal with, not his issue to deal with. So you see from all these places that chalitza is certainly a mitzvah. It also is matir her, and you could yesh lachkor whether the mitzvah is the matir or the mitzvah and the matir happen simultaneously. Rabbi Chanan has about that, but it certainly is a mitzvah of chalitza. So if that's the case, then coming back to the original question, you do have poskim who say that when you have, you know, a zakin and a zakena, so you can have a case where they would say they're not interested in doing chalitza, according to some poskim. You also have the Mishnah and Gemara, that the Mishnah that Rashi is commenting on about Eishes Melech, that since she can't remarry, so there's no chalitza. Why? If it's a straight-up mitzvah, so then the straight-up mitzvah should apply. Why does it matter if you're being matir her and she's going to remarry or not going to remarry? So Shechter offers an answer to this in Eren Ginas Egos, and he basically says that it's comparable. He says pashut, and it seems to be pashut. It's comparable to shechita. Shechita is, on the one hand, a matir. It's allowing a person to eat the meat. It's not kosher unless you do a shechita. But it's a mitzvah to be shochet v'chi agavne, that you need meat. It's a mitzvah to be shochet b'chei gavna, that you want to eat a kosher piece of flesh. So too here, hachanami yishlam b'chalitza de'bevadai mitzvahi. It certainly is a mitzvah. Ach ein chovas ha-mitzvah chala ela b'mikre sha'yivam rotz l'yinasi l'shok. Upashit. the mitzvah only sets in when she wants to remarry. If she doesn't want to remarry, then there's no mitzvah. So it is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be matir her b'chiyagam, that she wants to get remarried. So you can imagine the poskim saying, like we said before, that if she's disinterested, then she wouldn't. There wouldn't be a mitzvah chalitza. It's not because it's simply a matir. It is a mitzvah chalitza b'chiyagam, that she wants to become muteres to remarry. The Chassam Sefer has something along these lines as well. The Birkas Avram also clears this. He says, with different terminologies, he says, his chakir is whether it's a mitzvah binam l'chavir or a mitzvah binam l'makom. And this tzad, which he comes out with, is that if it's a mitzvah binam l'chavir, then it's a mitzvah, but she can be mochel on it. Similar idea, but said a little bit differently. Just the one thing that I think you just need to flesh out a little bit more is that within this approach of Rav Shechter, and I think the Derech HaMelech here, is Lemaisa, you still find the difference, according to some poskim, between the Eishes Melech, who is a Mishnah, that there's no Chalitza, and you then have a case of a Zakein and a Zakeina, who half of the Achronim say we do force to do a Chalitza. So if it's a mitzvah, so then we should do the mitzvah for the Eishes Melech also. And if it's a mitzvah to be matir, so we should be exempt by the king, as we see the Eishes Melech, but we should also be exempt by the Zakein and the Zakeina. Meaning, how could you have poskim who assume that a Zakein and a Zakeina do have to do Chalitza, but the Melech, Eishes Melech, doesn't have to do Chalitza, right? How do you have that split? So L'chora just, and it could be Rav Shechter meant this, but, you know, it's just important to flesh it out. L'chora, the Hagdara of what's going on over here is, it's a mitzvah lehatira. The mitzvah is to be matir her. Now, the mitzvah is to be matir her al pi halacha, that you have to have a heter al pi halacha through the Chalitza. So b'chiyai gavna, that she doesn't want to become muteres. So some of the poskim say, too bad. The mitzvah is lehatira. The mitzvah is to make this isha muteres lebichol beis Yisrael al yidei chalitza. So she can't opt out of that. That's a mitzvah that he has to do. B'chiyai gavna, that she's the Eishes Melech, there is no heter. You can't be mati her. So there's no mitzvah, b'chiyai gavna, there's no heter. The mitzvah is to be mati her lehalacha to the rest of Klal Yisrael. Here, there's no heter that's going to be achieved, so there's no mitzvah in that case. But it doesn't mean she can be mochel. The mitzvah is to be mati her al pi halacha. She could then choose to use the heter or not use the heter. She could choose whether she wants to remarry. That's up to her. But the mitzvah is to be mati her al pi halacha. Says Rashi, it's pashut that by the Eishes Melech, there's no chalitza. Not because it's not a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be mati her, and there's no heter. When it comes to the case of a zaken and zakena, yesh ladan, whether is the pshat in the mitzvah lahatira that you have to be mati her practically, or is the pshat in the mitzvah latir, they have to matir her halachically. So if it's a practical, if a mitzvah is to be practically matir, she can be mochel. Or it doesn't apply if she doesn't want to, like Rav Shechter said, or Birkas Avraham, however you want to say it. But if it's a mitzvah latir, al pi halacha, who cares about the practical, then even if they're not going to remarry, so she still would need a chalitza in the case of the zakin and the zakena, according to those poskim. Now, l'chora, again, the Rashash is not using these lashonos, but l'chora, the Rashash we started with, is saying something along those lines based on the psukim, meaning the mitzvah is lahatira l'kol beis Yisrael. L'chora, he is saying something along those lines, that the mitzvah is defined as beis chalitza now, that she's muteres l'kol beis Yisrael ayideh the chalitza. The question these achronim are donning on then is just whether that's a practical heter or usable, that's going to be used, or it's a halachic heter, and if it's not going to be muter halachically, then everyone agrees that there's no mitzvah to matir. There is no heter al pi halacha. She can't remarry ever. She's an Eishes Melech. As opposed to a Zakeinu who says, I don't want to remarry. Okay, you don't want to be married, but the mitzvah is to be matar you halachically that you can remarry. You don't have to answer the why to that, like, you know, whether we don't want to have Yavamas walk around the shuk. I don't think you have to answer that question, but it's a different hagdar of the mitzvah. Okay, the Mishnah tells us here, mitzvahs chalitzas b'shlosha dayanim. So, avafilu shloshan hadiotos. So the Gemara learns two dayanim from the pasuk, and then ein based in shakal shlosha. So we discussed this last year. Maybe just go over the Rashi Prakim. So yesh l'ayin a little bit why you need a based in shel shlosha here, and I guess in general, again like we spoke about last year, yesh lachko when it comes to a based in shel shlosha. The Gemara is constantly doing, especially the Rabbi Yehuda, but the Gemara is constantly doing this, that we come out with two, and then we come out with a based in shakal, so we add on one more. That's always in the Limudim, in the Gemara, when we're coming up with the three or five, or whatever the number will end up being, nine. So where does that come from? So one possibility is a very more obvious and intuitive one, is that you need a hachra. You can't have an even based in, split two and two, because what's going to happen is they're going to argue, and then they're not going to come to a decision. You can't have a machria. So we need to make sure there's a rov and a miyot, so we always have to have an odd number. That's the most obvious explanation. The other possibility that we said last year is that, no, there's a din, that you need a kfiyas shem based in. that the chalos shem basin isn't chal unless you have three dayanim, or unless you have an odd number of dayanim, you know, five or nine, whatever the numbers add up to be. So you always need an odd number, not because you want to have a rov and a miyad, but rather because a chalos shem basin is totally in the one of the identifying factors is that there's an odd number of dayanim. The nafkamina between those two stadim is obviously a case where you don't need a hachra. So you will have certain cases, we'll get to one in a second, you will have certain cases where the beis din is not being done on anything. They're not really being omed on two sides of something. It's just that you need a beis din there to be mekayim, the maisa, or the maisa has to be done bifnei beis din. Geiris, things of that nature, where the maisa is being done bifnei the beis din, but the beis din is not actually being machriya on anything. So l'chora, chalitza is one of those cases. Tosis pick up on this here in Yevamos and Kuf Aleph. Tosis say, vein based in shakel, mosifin alayin od echad. Hach agavi chalitza asi shaper dein based in shakel, mosifin alayin od echad. To ha'ika kama plugti b'mas nisin. So the first day in Tosis is that enachanami, it sounds like enachanami, the reason you need ein based in shakel generally, you need a based in note that there's an odd number, is because you need a hachra. What about chalitza? It's not like two parties that are litigating one against the other. Yeah, but there are different machlekses that can come up. There are pluktos in the Gemara, in the Mishnayos, that can come up. Not 100% clear what Tosas mean by that. We discussed this last year, I think, that you see from Tosas, it's not only about a hachra that maybe is lamaisa, but even there's a machlokas in Tanaim. I would have thought, if there's a machlokas in Mishnayos, so fine, but there are klali apsak. We know how to paskin, yachavram, lachavram, whatever. It's not like every basin is going to get up there and omade on the machlokas Tanaim. But apparently the fact that there's machlokas licked in the process is already enough, or the fact that the yachid always remains, let's say, like the Mishnah Edios, and you can come back to certain cases where you can use Kali Apsak to paskin against the Mishnah. You know, I don't think we came up with anything for that. But Tosas seemed to say that since there's machlokas in the Mishnayos, that's enough to make this a case that needs quote-unquote hachra. Aval in smichas par, diminami shlosh akasha, so Tosas leaves Tzarchin here, that when you have certain cases like smichas par, so there's no machlokas bedavar, and yet you have the need for a beis din sheino shakol. Okay, then they offer that maybe there is a machlokas bedavar smicha bo kol kocha. That's the first day in Tosas. Ve'odi yesh lamar de v'chol duch neba'inan roi le'beis din in beis din shakol. So here it doesn't say just very vaguely that the other possibility is that no, whenever we need a beis din, it needs to be not shakol. Why does it need not shakol? There's no hachra going on over here. So the answer is that apparently that these two deos and Tosas are arguing about our chakira. Is the pshat in beis din in beis din shakol that you need an odd number in order to be machriya? If so, then you got to prove that every case is a machriya. Otherwise, you have a tzarachin. But if the idea of a beis din that can't be shakal is that we need a shem beis din, and that only exists when you have an odd number. So that's going to be true regardless of whether you have a hachra that's necessary in the case. Yeah, so we're not going to go into it. Last year we spoke about a whole bunch of different things. Tosas across Shas, Tosas Megillah of Gimel, Tosas Erech and Yotes. Talk about this, and we had a couple of answers for the case of Pidyon, things of that nature. One Ha'ara. So when it comes to Chalitza, so again, the simple pshat, let's say like the second day in Tosis, is that Chalitza is not a case of Hachara. Two people have to do the mitzvah chalitza. There's not going to be an argument. There's no sichsuch. There's no litigating back and forth over here. And yet, we need a beis din that's eno shakel. Why? Because otherwise it's not a beis din. We need a shem beis din that the chalitza is done bifnehem. And in order to have that, you need to have three. So that's I would assume that's the more pasha pshat in our Gemara. And that's the second day in Tosas. In terms of the first day in Tosas, so first of all, chiddush to call the machlokas in the Mishnayos, that there's a need for achra, fine. But the bigger tzarachin, I don't know if I'd be interested if anyone talked about this, the bigger tzarachin, we're not yet up to this, but we'll be up to it in a second, is that when you get to the Gemara, the Gemara tells us that there's, the Mishnah says hediotos. So what's the definition of hediotos? So the Gemara here is an even lower standard than usual. Usually hediotos means some level of yedias. Here, as long as they're yodim lahakros, as long as they know how to, say vaguely now, read out the psukim of the mitzvah chalitza, that's enough. That suffices to be a dayan on the basin of on the chalitza basin. So that's interesting. If you assume that the whole purpose of the dayanim on the basin for chalitza is simply to be mekayim the ma'isa, that you have a ma'isa b'pnei basin, it's perfectly understandable. practically they need to be able to read, and we'll see if, in Tosfos why that's true. But if you assume, like the first day in Tosfos here, by Ein Beis and Shakel, so by Chalitza you need people, Dayanim, who are able to machria on questions. And yet the Gemara is telling us the standard is so low that as long as they know the Hakros, that's enough to be a Dayan by a Chalitza. So isn't that a strange thing? If all they know how to do is you pick up any, you probably 11th or 12th grader, and they can read out the psukim of Me'ein, you know, they could read out all the psukim of Chalitza very nicely. So, he's an exceptional 9th grader, that's different. So that would seem to be enough. They're not really going to be able to machria and shailas that come up in the Beis Din. So if the reason why you need an Ein Beis Din Shakel, a Beis Din Nota, is that we can have a hachra and shailas, then isn't it strange that the standard is much lower than that when it comes to the Dayanim and Achalitza? Did anyone think about this already? You have an answer?
Apparently, yeah. You just said that so whatever the Beis Din's going to do, there'll be machria and shailas. Like, when they carry out the procedure.
That answers, again, that answers the first Shaila more, even, right? Because meaning, Plugtos and Tanayim, their Hanhaga is like a, it's still a Chiddush either way, because I would have thought it's Hukhra and we're being Novigal Pida Hukhra. But okay, so they're being Machriya like whatever Tana by acting that way. Fine. But it doesn't, you're saying that's the answer here too, is that it, and it doesn't take any knowledge to do so?
Right.
It doesn't take the first Tosa say.
Yes.
But Kriya not.
So no, I understand that. We'll get to that. That's why Kriya or Lahakros is the right. Low standard that's necessary.
But also by to be Machriya, so they'll say whatever they want and then they'll ask.
So why can't every single case of Dayanus, when you only need, you know, Hadil is not Mumchan, let's say, why can't we have a bunch of Amaratzim who have Yeris Shemayim and they're going to call. The recording's on, so we don't have to give examples, but a bunch of Amaratzim who know how to call, we spoke about this on Shabbos at length, who know how to call to their Rebbe to ask a Shaila. Why doesn't that suffice always? No, because obviously you need a Machriya. I don't know, so this Chiddush, that meaning their Hanhaga Alpi, the Kadmonim, is a Hachra, and that cuts both ways. That gives you that this is a case of plugta, and it also gives you that this is a case where they're being machria, even though they have a low level of intellect or yedius. Whatever. Or the first day in Tosis is more nuanced than we thought. It's like they're both saying it's a din in kviyas shem based in, just like how do you what's the kviyas shem based in? That you have three people sitting there, you're mekayim the mice in front of them, or that you have three people sitting there, you're mekayim the mice in front of them in cases of hachra. I don't know. I know love. Maybe Rabbi Perry's answer or maybe something else.
The Ritva seems to imply that the requirement.
Yeah, we're going to get the Ritva is more than Tosis, though. Meaning within Tosis, Tosis Minei Obey. Tosis has a daya that. Tosis is Stam daya in the Sugya, is that all you need is Yodim Lahakros. That's it. Nothing else. They don't even know anything else. That's enough. And yet he's saying in the first daya that we need to have Dayanim who are Machriyim. So those don't sound like machriyim. Mirtva is a different shita. Okay, so let's get to that now then. Someone says something?
Why?
Oh, is no. Okay, the Gemara says umeachad afilu shlosha hadiotas dayanin lamali hakamashmon debayinun shlosha sheyodim lahakros kein dayanin. They're like dayanim in the sense that they could read Hebrew. Okay. Tanin alahad tanar abana mitzvah chalitza b'shlosh yishiyot lahakros kein dayanim Rabbi Yehuda mechamisha. Fine. Rashi lahakros. What does it mean lahakros? Liyavam, to tell, to call out to the yavam. Lo chafatzdi, meaning the yavam has to be able to say lo chafatzdi. She has to be able to say he refuses. And all of them, Rashi says bechulam b'lashna kodesh. We'll talk about lashna kodesh probably not till kufav, just because that's where the limud is. Fine. So what it seems from Rashi is that the dayanim need to be able to read out the psukim, in order that they should teach the Yavam the Yavama how to say over those psukim. And from Rashi, it's lech ora mavuar, though I guess the way the Ritva says it doesn't have to be, but one would think that Rashi is assuming like Tosis, that this is the standard. He explains why it's the standard, because this is what's necessary. But the standard is that the Dayan has to be able to read out the psukim. Well, if we have time, we'll mention a question. What does it mean, lahakros? It could just mean that you could read Hebrew and say it. It could mean that you have to understand it. Why you'd have to understand it is a different question, but it could mean you have to understand it and be able to explain the Inyan to them. Maybe they have to understand it to have Kavana. Maybe the Dayanim have to understand it in order for it to be a Kriya. But either way, they have to be able to read it out, at least, minimally. Okay, so Tosas make this explicit. Tosas say, Aval b'shar dvarim, ein sarach shiyu b'kiyim bahen. They don't need to know the rest of Hilchos Chalitza. V'chi lo asu b'tuv, if they didn't do a good job, yuchul lishal b'kiyim. They can go ahead and ask a shayla. Aval kriya, im lo yadu lahakros, lo yuchul lishal b'kiyim, im hikru yafeh. They can't go ahead and ask, you know, did we read it right? Well, I don't know, why not? I mean, why can't they go and say, we said it like this, and, you know, did we do it correctly? So the Tosafot Rashi has an extra line. He says, "She'enam zechurim heich karu me'acher she'enam bikin." It's hard to remember what you said if you don't know how to pronounce Hebrew. Meaning, it's hard to tell over how you said it if you don't know how to pronounce the words in the first place. It was mishkabal when you said it, and it's hard to recreate the second time around. Yeah. I don't know. So this level of Dayanim are also, at first day in Tosis, just very interesting. These level of Dayanim, they can't even remember how they pronounce the words in the Pasuk, but they're Machriyim on a based in Note. Strange. Okay, so the Shaila here is obviously the Gemara says the standard is very low. The standard is just simply that we need Dayanim who are able to be Kore the Pesukim to the actors. And the question that Tosafot are dealing with is why? Why is that the standout fact over here? Why is it a standout din within Hilchos Chalitza that it's necessary for the Dayanim to know how to do out of all things? So it's a technical reason, a very technical answer. The reason is that if they can't read the Pesukim, then they're not going to be able to run the Chalitza properly because they can't ask the Shaila afterwards. Everything else, they can ask a Shaila. This, they won't be able to pull off. So it's no good unless they're able to do Kriya. That's what it sounds like in the Rambam in Dalet Hey, and that's what it sounds like in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer Kuf Samach Tes, but we'll come back to both of those. So the Rambam later in Dalet Tesvav, in Yibim Chalitza, so the Rambam says all of this is not Li'ikuva, meaning even if you would have Dayanim who weren't able Lahakros properly, that would not be Ma'akev in the Chalitza. So what's the reason for that? Why is it not Ma'akev? It seems like a pretty fundamental, technical according to Tosafot as opposed to every other detail, but Kriya seems important. So the Pasha Pshat is that it's not Ma'akev because Kriya is not Ma'akev. Even if they didn't do a Kriya, there would still be a Chalitza. The Mishnah is going to tell us, and the Rambam is going to tell us that you don't need each of the details. Kriya is not Ma'akev. So if they didn't do a Kriya, it would be okay. So therefore, if the Dayanim don't know how to do a Kriya, it's also okay. Lichatchil, the best way to do it is that they know how to do a Kriya. That's what the Gemara is telling us, a din lichatchila. But it's just interesting that in the Gemara you don't necessarily have a hint that this is true, but it's a din lichatchila. But the Eved, of course, you're okay with lesser Dayanim. And that's what the Lecha Mishnah understands the Magen Mishnah in the Rambam as saying as well. That's Pashat, it's Pashat, that it's not Li'ikuva because Kriya itself is not Li'ikuva. The Vilna Gaon has a different diuk. Again, I would have thought that was a pashup shot. The Vilna Gaon has a different diuk. Why, if not li'ikuva? Because he says the Mishnah tells us mitzvah chalitza is b'shlosha, and the word mitzvah is mashma that it's li'mitzvah, but not li'ikuva. And so he assumes the same way in the Rambam, but has this other diuk for it. Okay, that's the Balei Tosfos. The Aruch Lener here says without Tosfos, if you didn't have Tosfos' pshat, so you would have said a different idea over here. You would have said that you need Kriya, you need the calling out of the Pesukim to be said Al Yedei Dayanim. Kriya, the mitzvah of Kriya, is done by the actors, by the Avim the Yavama, but you need them to call out the Pesukim to the Avim the Yavana, the Avim the Yavama, and if not, you didn't do a good Chalitza L'chadchila. But the Avid Yisrael Yosef, you didn't do a good Chalitza L'chadchila. Meaning you need, Tosis is saying, the reason why Yodim Lahakros is so important is because they can't clarify afterwards. The Aruch Lener is saying, no, it's because you can't do Kriya unless the properly, unless the Dayanim are reading out the Pesukim. And he has a raya for this. The Gemara at the end of the Perek says, in Kof Vav Beis from Abaye, that, quote, Hai man de makri, this, the person who's calling out the words, Hai man de makri, the person who's calling out the words. So the Aruch Lener understands the mashma that tzarech lahakros dafka. The Aruch Lener understands, you see from there, there's a makri. So, again, not because I didn't do the Chalitza, just because this is how I think of it, because of my other experiences with the Makri. So you have Rabbi Blau standing there, and well, we won't use Strauch because that makes him a Yavam, but that's not so bad to be a Yavam, actually. Fine, so whatever, but he's calling out, you know, Tkiya Gedola, or the Psukim of Chalitza, whichever one. So that's what a Makri is. So the Gemara says there's a Makri. So you see from there that there had to be someone doing a Hakra, yelling out the Psukim to the Yavam, the Yavama, to say them and to repeat them afterwards. And here the Aruch Lener, Shtels too, the Yerushalmi does this as well, Shtels too, the Din, in Bikurim, that when it comes to the reading of the Parshas Bikurim, Arami Ovid Avi, so the Takana, the Mishnah tells us in Parak Gimel Bikurim, was that the people who are there, the Zakenim, they call out the Psukim to the people who are bringing the Bikurim, the Vid Bikurim, even though some people know them by heart, some people don't know them by heart, today that we shouldn't embarrass anyone, so everyone gets read out the Psukim by the people who are there. So the Rash in the Mishnayos quotes from the Yerushalmi that does an asmachta, that's why it's important, it's an asmachta from the pasuk of Ve'anisa Ve'amarta, Ve'anisa by Bikurim, that it says Ve'anisa. Anisa, Aniya, implies that you're being, you're answering, meaning someone says something and you're answering, you're calling out to afterwards. So the implication then from the pasuk is that you have a person saying the psukim and then a person reading the psukim back after hearing them. So by Bikurim, the person calls out the psukim and then the mevi Bikurim read the psukim themselves. There's an aniya ve'amira. So you have that by, says the Aruch Lehner, you have that and from the Yerushalmi, etc. You have that from Chalitza as well. The pasuk says, ve'ansa ve'amra, that she answers and says. So what does it mean she answers unless someone else says something? Clearly, there's a makri. Clearly, there's someone who's saying out the psukim before, and then she's answering along. So says the Aruch Lehner, that when it comes to the kriya, it's necessary to have the dayanim there who are yodim lahakros. Otherwise, who's going to do the hakra that it's going to be va'anza va'amra? Aval shar dine chalitza, by all other cases of halachos within chalitza, dayim yeda hayabam hacholetz ba'asmo v'yachalachlotz akishen dayanim yodim. As long as he knows the dinim, he knows what the shoe should look like, he knows the spit, he knows the foot, he knows all the things, he could do it on his own. He doesn't need dayanim there for that. No, but there's a, not the ikuva, but there's a kpeda on having a kriya and aniya v'amira when it comes to chalitza, and that's what the Aruch Lehner suggests. If not for Tosfos, he would have said that's the pshat, that you need dayanim hayodim lehakros. And the Aruch Lehner then says that he saw it's mefurish in the Shiari Karban in Yavamos, who says like this as well. Then the Nitziv says the same pshat in Merom Yisadeh. So according to this kav, you know, the Achronim here, there's the same idea that all you need is by Yodim Lahakros, same thing as Tosas, but for a different reason. Tosas say it's technicality. It's the only detail within Mitzvah's Chalitza that you can't really confirm afterwards whether you did it properly. But the Aruch Lehner, the Shir Karban, the Nitziv are saying it's for a more fundamental reason, because it's a necessary step in the process that they be Korei, and without that you don't have the Kriya Lechatchila. You could have knocked off the Raya of the Aruch Lehner from the Gemara later on, that the Gemara says, Hai man de makri, that there's someone who's calling the psukim. That doesn't mean there's a din of a makri. It doesn't mean there's a mitzvah that you have to have someone being makri, that you have to have a hakra that they're then answering, ba'ansa ba'amra. Because, no, Pash Pshat is that in many cases, there's a person calling out the psukim because they don't know the psukim by heart, or it's just easier to do it that way. You're nervous, so it's easier to have the person call them out. But it's not a mitzvah or a din that you have to do so. And the truth is, the whole din by Bikurim is that way as well. The whole din by Bikurim was simply that there was a large or small, but an amount of people in Klal Yisrael who don't know the psukim by heart, and therefore we have to call it out to them. Not because there's a mitzvah hakra, because you have to call it out to them practically, just technically. And to not embarrass other people, so we do it for everyone. There's no mitzvah, there's no din. And the fact that it's a pasuk of aniya in Bikurim, we know is an asmachta. We know that's just a nice asmachu akra. And the same thing is true here. Va'anza va'amra doesn't literally mean va'anza va'amra. That's how the Torah says sometimes that you talk. Elamai, the Gemara in Yavamos was being misyachis to the, you know, the classic case where they need someone to be makri because it's helpful to have the psukim called out when they repeat. But it's not a raya from the Gemara on Kufav. That's what you would have said to push back against the Aruch Lehner's proof from there. Okay, but all of this is the shita of Tosas. As Alec noted before, the Ritva is maksha on this. The Ritva doesn't like this. He doesn't think the word hetiotos would come out this way. And the Ritva comes to the conclusion that when the Gemara says that you need hetiotos ke'en dayanim, in the sense that they could be lahakros, so he says that lo'olam tzarech sheyedu hilchos chalitza ad sheyedu lahakros keseder ke'en dayanim. So the Ritva says, no, the Gemara says that they have to know how lahakros, but that means they have to know all of the dinim of chalitza. I don't know how the Ritva is saying a pshat here. Sheyedu hilchos chalitza ad sheyedu lahakros keseder kein dayanim. Why is, meaning if you wanted to say that people, you know, someone knows chalitza cold, like the Rabbi Zilberman knows chalitza so well that he even knows the psukim in the Torah. No, he knows the chalitza so well that he even knows, I don't know, he could tell a soft leather from hard leather. I don't know, whatever. He has some other mila that he has. I wouldn't describe it as ad. The pinnacle of knowing Hilchos Chalitza is Sheyidu Lahakros Keseder. But that's what the Ritva says over here. Sheyedu Hilchos Chalitza Ad Sheyedu Lehakros Kaseder. But Avad, then you know all the dinim of a Chalitza. And the Meiri says the same thing. V'hu Adin Sheyodim Shar Tachsise Chalitza. They have to know everything. He says V'hu Adin. That makes more sense to me. Fine. Tosas, as we said, disagreed with this, meaning Tosas think, no, there's a much lower standard of a Dayan. The Ritva thinks there's a much higher standard of Dayan. You have to know all of Hilchos Chalitza to be a Dayan in the case of a Chalitza. So the Shulchan Aruch seems to pass in like Tosas, just straight up, that Yodim Lahakros is the standard that's sufficient when it comes to Dayanim for Chalitza. The Pisrei Tshuva there, on the beginning of Kuf Samach Tes, says that's true even Lechatchila. As long as you have Yodim Lahakros, Lechatchila is totally fine to use them as Dayanim. There's no Din Lechatchila to have Talmidei Chachamim. But you do find in the postgame that there's a Yesh Lahachmir. You have it in the Seder Chalitza, in the very beginning, that there's a Yesh Lahachmir to have Dayanim who are Mumchim, to have Dayanim who are, by Mumchim I just mean, you know, expert, Bekiyim, Chachamim. I think that the minhag they quote there is to have the Gadol Ha'ir or whatever, Chashuvei Ha'ir, I forgot the Lashon already, but to have more Chashuvei people doing the Chalitza as the Dayanim is apparently the minhag by some of the poskim after the Shulchan Aruch. The truth is you find it in the Rambam in one place, the Rambam in Perish Mishnah is here in the beginning of the Masech, in the beginning of the Perek, says, Hedyotos Einam Chachamim, Ela Sheyodim Es Pshat Haksuvim. There's two Gersaos here, by the way, we mentioned before. So either Ela Sheyodim Es Pshat Haksuvim, or Ela Sheyodim Es Kriyas Halashon. So that, Lechore, is the two Deos we mentioned before. We were wondering which one is the right one. Whether, do you need that the Chachamim, the Dayanim, sorry, Yodim Lahakros, does that mean they know how to read Hebrew? Or does that mean they understand what the Pesukim are saying? Is it Yodim Es Pshat Haksuvim, or Yodim Kriyas HaLashon? That seems to be the Rambam's, the two Gersaos in the Rambam. One or the other would be Machri on that. Harei HaChalitza Kshira Bahem. So as long as they know how to call out the Psukim, then Chalitza's Kasher, says the Rambam, B'Shas HaDolchak. Rambam says, B'Shas HaDolchak, you're allowed to use Dayanim who are Yodim Lahakros. You don't get the sense from our Gemara, if you assume Lactosis, which the Rambam seems to, if you assume Lactosis that all you need is Lahakros, then it seems like it's Lechatchila the way that the Pesukei Teshuva said to us. But in the Rambam, in Perish Mishnayos, you have B'Shas HaDochak Dafka, you could use these type of Dayanim, but Lechatchila you seemingly wouldn't. But Sarach Bir in the Gemara, and also the Rambam doesn't quote this in the Yad. So I don't know if it's even the Shita's Rambam. If it's not, then why did he say it over here? Unclear. Like we said before, in the Seder Chalitza, so the Rama has that the minhag is, here we go, the Chacham Ha'ir should be sitting with the two Chashuvei Ha'ir, and that should be the base in the Chalitza. That was the Lashon I was looking for. So Lechatchila, you do have, you know, higher people who are doing the Dayanas on the Chalitza. There, the Vilna Gaon writes that, why are we Machmir for this? So the Vilna Gaon says, the reason why we're Machmir for it is because, I would have said because there's a Ritva and the Chachmei Svar, the Ritva, the Meiri, who say that really you do need Yodim Lahakros, meaning their Shita is that, not Lechatchila, you need Dayanim, who are, Yodim Lahakros is just one symbol of knowing all of Chalitza. And the Vilna Gaon saying, we're Machmer for that Shita, but that's not what the Vilna Gaon says. He says there's a Yushalmi. The Yushalmi here in the Perek says, we won't go through the Drasha, but the word Zakenim, the Gemara uses it here too, but the Gemara Yushalmi says the word Zakenim implies that they should be Zakin, Zeshekan, Chachma, they should be Talmidei Chachamim, they should be Yodim more than just how to read Hebrew. Elamai, the Yerushalmi says that's just Lechatchila, but the Eved, it's okay if they're Yodim Lahakros. So the Vilna Gaon says that the Rama is saying, no, being Machmir for the Yerushalmi, not being Machmir for the Ritva, being Machmir for the Yerushalmi, that you should have Dayanim Lechatchila, who are Yodim more than just the Kriya, but that's only Lechatchila, but the Eved, it's okay without that. The Aruch HaShulchan has the way we would have said. The Aruch HaShulchan says that there are Shitas in the Rishonim that you actually have to have Dayanim who are Yodim more than just Kriya, they know Hilchos Chalitza, so Lechatchila we have such a thing. So I think the most of the time you have a real base in doing these things. I think that the two extras that they call in, or however many extras they call in, they usually just get schleppers from the base medrash to come. If they have a free minute, they drag them into the base in room. But the Iker base in is real Talmid Chacham usually. That seems like that's the minhag halacha. Okay, the Gemara on the bottom. So the Gemara has all these limudim trying to learn out the smuchim, not smuchim numbers. So in that flow of things, Rabbi Huda hadiotas menale. How does he know? He learns from me'ene, because otherwise he would have used me'ene for something else. Lama limudim sumin. Mitani Rav Yosef nafka. You could learn sumin for psul basedin of sumin from Rabbi Yosef. Why? What's Rabbi Yosef? The Tani Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says not anything about sumin, but about mumin. Kishem shebasedin menukim bitzedek. Kach basedin menukim mikol mum. That the same way that a basin has to be clean of I don't know, any impropriety. They have to be tzaddikim. They have to be Bala Yosha. They have to have yashras. So too, they have to have no mumin. They have to be clean from any blemishes. Shnemar and amabez, kulach yafe ra'yasi umum ein bach. The Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says that you have to be completely devoid of any blemishes. Okay. So this, the Gemara says, is a din, apparently, that dayanim have to, can't be bali mumin. That you can't have a bal mum as a dayan on a case. So the Rambam quotes this. The Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Sanhedrin, Halach Abav, says, Kishem shebeisden menukim betzedek, he quotes the Lashon, kach tzrichem lios menukim mikol mumi haguf. That's on one thing, on a long list of ideas, that they also have to be bali seva, bali koma, bali mara, nevone lachash. They have to have a lot of amazing physical and intellectual qualities in order to be a dayan we'll see soon. On what? A dayan. So where does this come from? So from our Gemara, it sounds like it's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Divrei Kabbalah. That's what the Mefarshim say on the side of the page in the Rambam, that it comes from our Gemara and the other sugyas that quote this pasuk from Shlomo HaMelech. But if you look, some of the Achronim note that in our Gemara, it really seems like it's Din D'Oraisa. Because the Gemara says that that the Gemara understands that we need a pasuk to be ma'it sumin from the Beis Din of Chalitza. Because otherwise, if you would have said you don't need that, you need real dayanim, sumin would vaday be pasul because of the pasuk of kulach yafe. Meaning this pasuk of kulach yafe of Rabbi Yosef, was misyachis to a case of dayanus, which is a pasuk in the Torah, by Chalitza. So the source that we're bringing is something from Shir HaShirim, but it does sound like the Gemara assumes that it's a din daraisa that relates to dinim daraisa, like Chalitza, and the pasuk happens to be found in Shir HaShirim. It's a funny thing. So if you look in Tosfos on Sanhedrin Lamed Vav, they seem to have this shita. It's not agreed upon by everyone, but they seem to have this shita that the pasuk there is going back and forth between Kulach Yafe Ra'yasi and Hisyatzfu Shamimach, right? So here, Tosfos on the bottom of the page, Lamed Vav Beis, say, Itach bedomen lach, that Moshe Rabbeinu, you, and people like you should be dayanim. Aval gav de mei itach nami habi shayach lemutei baal mum. Itach also eliminates the possibility of having baal mum as a dayan, because Moshe Rabbeinu was not a baal mum, the Gemara says. If not, asisu, if you say that Moshe had a mum, he's a baal mum, and then he'd be possible as a dayan, maybe as a navi. So so the Gemara says, the Tosfos say, you could have learned from me, itach also, that you can't have a baal mum, so why are we learning from Shir HaShirim? So Tosfos' answer, you wouldn't have thought the word itach is relating to bale mum, ilav mishum dechsev umum ein bach. Meaning the pasuk in Shir HaShirim of umum ein bach is megala that itach means bale mum as well. So Tosfos are saying that there's a pasuk in the Torah that is misparish al yedei the pasuk in Shir HaShirim. It's divrei kabbalah that's mefarish the divrei Torah, and therefore it comes out that it's a din daraisa. I don't know if that relates to this, but the Rambam doesn't even quote the pasuk, right? The Rambam just says that kishem shemenukim me bitzedek kach tzrichim lios menukim mikol mumi haguf. He doesn't quote the pasuk shneimar kulach yafe ra'yasi. Could be because it's an esmachta and the whole thing is derabanan. Could be because that's the esmachta, but there's a pasuk there, right? So you can't quote because it says itach, because that's not how the Gemara darshens it. But I don't know if that's really related. But the Rambam doesn't bring the source. But that's what some of the Achronim point out, that from our Gemara and Tosfos in Masechet Sanhedrin, it sounds like it might even be a Din D'Oraisa. If you look in the Ritva and the Rashba, they also assume it's a Din D'Oraisa. But they say it differently. They say it's a Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. See, how could it be until Shlomo HaMelech, nobody said a source that Bali Mum are possible as Dayanim? There were plenty of cases of Dayanim before then. So no, it must have been a Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai and, I don't know, whatever. Asa Shlomo HaMelech, V'Las Melchu Akra. You know, Shlomo HaMelech said a Pasuk that relates to it. Either that, or it was a Torah Shebal Peh, Halacha Mishum Sinai, Torah Shebal Peh, one of those two. But according to both Deos, the Ritva and the Rashba are assuming it's Daraisa as well. So you have a good group of Rishonim who assume this is a Din Daraisa. Our Tosfos on Kuf Aleph Beis says it's clearly not learned from Imach. So our Tosfos, I assume, is debating this and thinks that this is a Din Midivrei Kabbalah, not a Din Daraisa.
Just coming to the point that you should learn from nachmasa as opposed to itcha. No? And they're just saying, don't learn from the Vizyan Sushan Imach. Because that's talking about different types of psuim. That's not to say that's not a din d'oraisa. It's just saying, don't learn from Imach as opposed to itcha. Or itach. Right? Doesn't Tosfos do a similar thing in Sanhedrin? They say it's not relevant to learn from the Vizyan Sushan Imach because that's not talking about psuim. That's talking about psuim yuchsin.
But I'm saying, doesn't it seem like from would Tosis, maybe your answer is no, but would Tosis have had to finish their thought that, I mean, Tosis and Sanhedrin say we are learning it from Itach with the parish of Shir Shir. That Tosis here don't have, right? So it seems like it's coming only from Kulach Yafir Rayasi. Right? And also Bichla, I mean, again, you have to spend time in the drushes, but I think the way the Gemara, I have to review it, but the way the Gemara goes there is that Imach is the first attempt. Okay, Tosus quotes Imach here also, but Imach is the first attempt, and then no, Imach is Mishum Shechina, so Itach is Dionys. So either they're going together. I don't know if they're two separate Psukim Lamaskana. So if Tosus are talking about Imach and Itach, you know, it's probably interchangeable, at least in our context, when they're deciding which Pasuk is the source. Okay, one strange in this halacha is that the Rambam here quotes this Keshem Shemenukim Betzedek Kach Tzrichim Lios Menukim Mikomu Megof. That's halacha Vav. Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, Kol Zeh Eino Ela B'Sanhedrin Shel Shivim Ve'Echad. That this is only about the Sanhedrin Gadol. But when it comes to a Beis Din Shel Shlosha, Afal Pi She'ein Medaktim Bahen, we don't have to worry about B'chol Eilu Advarim. There are a few things that we do have to worry about and make sure they're good Dayanim. But it's clear in the Rambam that when it comes to a based in Shel Gimel, a based in that's not the Sanhedrin, they don't need this Menukim Mimum. It's Dafka Din in Sanhedrin. I don't know, so Tzarech Ian. I don't know. Our Gemara is clearly applying it, so. Yeah. I know that people know the story about Moshe Feinstein already, but they say that I think at the Levaya that Rabbi Tendler said that towards the end of his life he needed maybe a pacemaker or something like that, some surgery on his chest for his heart, and he did a cheshbon that it would render him a baal mum according to whatever shita is. So he refused the surgery. I assume it wasn't life threatening. So he refused the surgery because he thought Mehir Yibane Hamikdash, and he's going to have to sit on the Sanhedrin. And he didn't want to passel himself to be people heard this to be that he should be a baal mum and sit on the Sanhedrin. So, it seems like it's Din in Sanhedrin, and yet it's being quoted here. Either way, what seems to come out is that you certainly don't have to worry about Menukim Mimum when it comes to Dayane Chalitza. That certainly comes out from the Gemara, because the Gemara is saying, otherwise we would have learned from here, and we're using different psukim. Ene, it's going to depend. Ene is one ayin, two enayim, whether it's Din in Re'iyah or whether it's Din having eyes, but there's no pasuk of Kulech Yafir Ayasi over here. That does seem to come out, but if you look in the Darkei Moshe Ha'arach, so he has Kishmo Kenhu and Arichas about this, that he's Medayik, that Yesh Ladaktik Shalo Yihi Elbahem Shum Mum. And some of the Achronim picked this up as well. So Rabbi Kiva Eger doesn't like this at all. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a tshuva about a Dayan who is hard of hearing, and he talks about this Mara Mintz, and based on Star Kemo Sha'arach, that maybe it should be possible because it's a Mum. But he says that it's obvious that you don't have a psul of mum when it comes to Dayan Machalitza, because you don't even need real Dayanim. You just need Dayanim who know how to read Hebrew. And this standard is so low that it can't be that a Baal Mum is a problem when it comes to Dayanus. And Rabbi Kiva Eger there says that that's Mavuar in our Gemara, because we need a Gzeres HaKasev that Ene is passeling a Summa, and you don't learn it from Kulach Yafa. Clearly, Kulach Yafa doesn't apply by Chalitza. So the Baal Mum is not a psul when it comes to Chalitza as per our Gemara. That's where Rabbi Kiviger knocks this Marim Mintz over his head and says it's not a Chumra, that's Mistabra. So he says that's even true of someone who can't hear. It's certainly true of someone who's hard of hearing. It's not even a Mum to the same degree. Okay, there's an Arichas about this in the Achronim, but we'll leave that for now. One last thing, just to leave... Right, pair with a bad taste in his mouth, because I don't think he's going to like this. But we're starting with no kasha. There's no kasha over here because it's Gzeiras HaKasav. But what is the pshat in the psul of Balei Mum by Dayanim? Okay, I'm the Sanhedrin, whatever the Dayanim, that's possible. So where does it come from? Why is there a psul Mum, Balei Mum for Dayanim? Why should they be psul if they're Balei Mum? What is one of... If they're Amaratzim, fine. If they're, I don't know, whatever. They're not Musmachim for the things they need to be, have Smicha for, fine. What does a Mum have to do with being a Dayan? So again, it's not a kasha, especially because we have other places in Halacha where you'd have the same question, probably, meaning a Kohen. Who's a Baal Mum, can't do the Avodah. Why not? Who cares that he's a Baal Mum? What does that do with the Avodah? If it's, okay, if he doesn't have a certain part of his hand, or, okay, but there are certain blemishes that don't affect, they don't impede his ability to do the Avodah, so why is he a Pasla Kohen to do the Avodah? So that point may start to lead towards the answer as well. The Rambam, you know, quotes all the psule mumim of the Kohen in Hilchos Bias Mikdash. Beis Yud Hey Mem Kuf, by the way, Zach, is Hilchos Bias Mikdash. Bias HaMikdash. You asked in the thing. So the Chassam Sofer in a Tshuva writes that you have two places where we have this psul of Baal Mum, Kohen and Dayan. So he says, by Kohen, the Rambam from the Gemara, lists for us all of the psulim, all the mumim that passel by a Kohen. By Dayan, it just says a Baal Mum is passel. So what kind of mumim? So the Chassam Sofer says, no, you have to take from there and put it here. You have to assume that the psulim of the Kohanim are the mumim that apply to the Dayan as well. So there's a hashva between the two of those. The things that passel in a Kohen Lavod and a Levi as well, passel for the Sanhedrin too. That's what the Chassam Sofer writes. So once that's the case, so then you see they're on the same page. Maybe whatever the reason is by one is also the reason by the other. So there are some achronim who suggest, I think we spoke about this when we spoke about the Bnei Sachar by Puruvu, but there's a sefer called Pekudei Ha'edah. So then Pekudei Ha'edah, Greenzeig, he's the one who wrote the Green Monsters, the Ozer Mefarshei Ashas. So he suggests that it's a din of sort of like a hider mitzvah. Meaning when it comes to the Kohanim doing the Avodah, so they are the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. They're the Kli that's doing the Mitzvah, the Avodah. So it's not right to have someone who looks deformed doing the Avodah. He should be someone who's pristine and beautiful and has a Kulach Yafer Raya Sik Mumein Bach. I think the reason why we quoted, if we didn't, I forgot to mention it then, is because the Bnei Yisrael says that's the reason that a person should marry an attractive woman as his wife, because it's a Hidr Mitzvah in Puruvu. It's a Hidr Mitzvah in Puruvu, Nisuin, whichever Mitzvah. So the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah should always be beautiful. So that's true here too, by the Kohanim. That much may be true in the Rishonim. The Torah says in Parshas Emor, Ish mizara chala dorosam asher yihya vo mum lo yikrav l'hakrav lachem l'kav. So a Kohen who has a mum should not do the avodah. Ki chol ish asher bo mum lo yikrav. Because anyone who has a mum shouldn't do the avodah. Saying the same thing twice, and what's the key? So Rashi explains over here, ki chol ish asher bo mum lo yikrav eino din she yikrav. Meaning, you can't is the first pasuk. Don't do avoda if you're a Baal Mum. The second pasuk is because it doesn't make sense for you to do avoda. Why not? Hakrivei or no? The pechasecha says Rashi because it's not a beautiful way of doing the karbanos. It sounds like that. Mamish sounds like this. That's not a beautiful way of bringing karbanos. That the carbon should be a Baal Mum is pasha. That's the pasuk in Malachi for sure. But even though the kohen should be a Baal Mum is already a pigam in the beauty of the hakrav is a karban. So therefore a Baal Mum is pasul avoda. So maybe the same thing is true here by the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin is being mekayim a big mitzvah. It's a chashav azach. There's shchina is shareiman. Whatever, a bunch of different reasons. And therefore there should be a certain amount of hider to them as they sit on the beis din. But I had a machshava that's really just in the realm of machshava, and it's a. There's no reason to know, there's speculative, there's no reason to say this is true or not true, but it's a good Mar Malkum and maybe a good Sushtel. Mm-hmm. So there's a Meshe Chachma in Parshas Emor who gives a different pshat than Rashi. The Meshe Chachma says, amazing, that what's the pshat in the psul of Balei Mum by Kahuna, he says. So he says, when it comes to Avodah, so Avodah is the definition of a chok. There's so many otherworldly reasons that are behind it, but we can't really tap into any of them. It takes a lot of emunah. It takes a lot of emunas and deos and proper ashkafos to really be involved in avodas hakarbanos without questioning the whole process, because it's just a lot of details that don't have, svaras or things we can relate to. They're very, very beyond us, very much a chok. Because of that, a kohen has to be a very high level he has to be a firm Jew, a very, very firm Jew. He has to have proper emunas and deos, and therefore he'd be able to have the proper kavanos without questioning the process at all. So, Elamai, it's not genetic that people are good Bali Ashkafa. it's not inborn, it's not in the Y chromosome or whatever they found in Ethiopia, that every Kohen has good Ashkafos. So how are you going to guarantee that every Kohen who does the Avodah has the proper Ashkafos and isn't thinking Kfira during the Karbanos? So the Meshech Chacham said the Ribbono Shalom had a plan. It's unbelievable. He had a plan, a Tachbula. The Tachbula Elokis was that the Ribbono Shalom planted in the Bria that certain Kohanim would have Mumin. They'd have deformities. And then he passed those Kohanim to do the Avodah. And those Kohanim have Kruma Hashkafas, and that's really why. But he didn't want to embarrass them that they have Kruma Hashkafas. So he had this trick that he made them Baal Mum so that they wouldn't do the Avodah. Okay, but then everyone's going to know any Baal Mum, any Kohen is Baal Mum, is also a Kruma Kohen. So he had to also make a couple of randoms, a couple of people who are also Baal Mum that are from in their Hashkafas, and they'll also be Pasal Avodah. Now, anyone with a Mum is Pasal Avodah. This way you keep all the bad Kohanim out, and you lose a few Kohanim Tzaddikim as well along the way. That's what the Meshech Chachma writes. That's the Tam Mitzvah for Psulei Mumim by Avodah LeKuhuna. He has a pshat, not just because we're out of time, but you'll look it up. He has a pshat in the Taras Kohanim based on this, very, very, very geshmak of pshat in Taras Kohanim based on this. Either way, so if that's the case, so then one wonders if there is such a tushdal between the two of them, and it's the same din of kulach yafa rayasi, kulach yafa mumein bach. So maybe the same is true about the Sanhedrin as well. Obviously, a Sanhedrin, they need to have proper hashkafos, they need to have proper intellect, they need to be bale seva, and they need to be, you know, nivonim. There are a lot of, and they need to be frum, and they need to have they have to be Bali Yosher, they have to be straight, they have to have tzidkus. So because of all those things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to necessarily embarrass a person who was a big Talmud Chacham but didn't quite have that level of tzidkus. So he made some Bali Mumin and he threw in a few others to passel all of them and not embarrass any of them. You take what the Meshech Chacham said about Kuhuna and apply it here over well. One Diakal, again, just to be Mechadid, but one Diakal, the Lashna Gemara, and the Rambam quotes it verbatim, is Tzarech Iyin Ktsas. The Gemara says, Kishem Shebesim Menukim B'tzedek, Kach, Basin, Menukim, Mikol Mum. What's the Kishem and the Kach? Meaning, Basin needs to be Menukim, B'tzedek, and also they need to be Menukim, Mikol Mum. They need to be from Hashkafas, they need to be Yasher, they need to be Tzaddikim and have straight intellect, and also, separately, they need to be clear of any Mumin, no? It's not Kishem, Shebasin, Menukim, B'tzedek, the same way they're clean in their Deos, so too they're clean in their Mumin, unless the Mum is, in theory, a sign of a lack of cleanliness in tzedek, meaning if it's a kishem shebeisim menukim b'tzedek, kach menukim mikol mum, because if a person doesn't have a mum, then it's a raya l'chach, it could be a raya l'chach, if everything else checks out, that they're also menukim b'tzedek. The two are related, based on the Meshech Chachman applying it here by Sanhedrin. Okay, so hopefully our pair will not quit because of this, but that was one thought on the Talmud Daber. Okay, we'll stop here.